Our story begins at the Gamage residence. Rosalind is walking by Stacy's room when she sees Stacy sitting on her bed and not in school.
Princess, what are you doing home? Are you sick?
I'm not going back there, Mom.
Not going back where?
To Windsor. I hate that school!
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Oh, Princess, what happened? Did someone do something to you?
I don't want to talk about it, Mom.
Sweetie, I can't let you just miss school without any explanation. You know you can tell me anything, right?
Not this. It's too humiliating.
Nothing is too embarrassing to tell your mother. It might help to talk about it.
I made a fool of myself, that's all. At the dance last night.
How?
I told someone that I really liked him, and he totally rejected me! In front of everyone!
Oh, honey, it's happened to all of us before. Sometimes boys are clueless. It's the fact of life that you're just now beginning to learn. Any boy worth having would be going out of his way to be with you.
I don't want a boy anyway. I want a man.
Princess, please, please don't try to grow up too fast. Being an adult brings you a lot of new responsibilities and challenges.
But you have a wonderful life. You have Daddy, and the two of you are so happy together. That's what I want. To be like you. Mom, what is it? What's wrong?
Oh, Princess, things aren't as perfect with my life as you think.
What do you mean?
It's your father. I'm leaving him.
At Channel 6, Gretchen has just entered Kyle's office.
You wanted to see me?
Yeah, Barry asked me to pass the West Side Hospital story on to you.
Oh, what West Side Hospital story?
We got some hot tip about patients escaping the psych ward over there, and Barry sent me over there to look into it. It's obviously not front burner news, so I'm passing it along to you.
Gee, thanks.
You can talk to a Dr. Michael Hunt. I spoke to him briefly, but he was pretty tight-lipped. He might end up just reciting the facts with no comments, but wouldn't hurt to give him one more shot.
Well, I guess I'm really moving up in the world.
Didn't you used to work across the street from Westside at the diner?
Yes, Kyle. Maybe I'll run into some of my old customers.
See, it helps to have connections.
Funny. So, where can I get some background on the story?
I just emailed you all I have.
All right, I'll see what I can find out.
Good. I'll be covering the double murder in Chelsea today.
Hey, how long were you here before you started getting hard news stories?
Oh, I started getting them right away, Gretch. I guess I just have one of those faces people love hearing bad news from.
At Hunter College, the nursing school graduation has just ended, and Heidi is talking with Zoe.
I can't believe you just finally graduated.
Me either. I just wish I felt more like celebrating.
I know what you mean. You already know about my problems, but what's wrong with you? Did your dad make it up here for the ceremony?
He's supposedly in the crowd somewhere, but I haven't spoken to him yet, and I'm not sure I want to.
What? I thought you and your father were so close.
So did I. Look, I don't want to ruin your day by getting into my problems right now. Tell me how you're doing.
Well, I'm still waiting to find out if the charges against me will be dropped. Hopefully I'll hear today.
Are you sure you won't be charged?
Zoe, there's one piece of information I haven't told you about yet. I'm pregnant.
Pregnant?
Oh, there you are. Congratulations, Zoe.
Hello, Mr. Jessup. I'm Zoe's friend, Heidi.
Hello, Heidi. It's nice to meet you. Zoe, can we go someplace and talk? We need to finish our conversation from last night.
I guess. We might as well get this over with now. Heidi, I'll call you later.
At the Manhattan Ward for Children, Rex is talking with social worker Lynette Huffman.
Miss Huffman, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today.
Call me Lynette, and it's my pleasure. Anything I can do to help let people know about our kids here, especially Gregory. He was so close to being adopted when that stupid subway bombing happened.
I lost my best friend that day. It was so unexpected, and we left so many things unsaid.
I understand.
So, you said Gregory was on his way? I think talking to him and getting a picture will really help put the heart into the story.
Yes, he should be here any minute.
Great.
Hi.
Hi, Gregory. This is Rex Walker. He's here to talk to you.
Are you going to be my new daddy?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples.